fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday. It is Friday, the 14th day of July, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day is to learn how to garden, and you might want to look into joining a gardening club. Your learning curve will be a lot steeper when you work with men and women who've been doing this for 10, 20, 30, 40 plus years. They know the soil conditions in your area. They understand the weather in your area, what thrives in your area, what does not thrive in your area. It can help you from making expensive, time-consuming mistakes and help you to achieve your goal of being self-sufficient in food faster and with less expense. So joining a local gardening club would be a real smart thing to do. Okay, we're hoping Tom Berryhill will call in. Once he does, we'll bring him on board. We'll begin our discussion, which typically we do on Friday morning, the first hour, talking about emergency survival communications and ham radio, a couple of very, very important topics there. All right, well, let's go to some headlines here. I like to get my news at the Liberty Daily, and it's sort of like what Drudge was 15, 16 years ago before Drudge went woke and became what it's become now. I haven't looked at Drudge in years. Interesting stories there. Apparently, Ray Epps has filed a lawsuit against Fox News and Tucker Carlson. When they made claims that he was connected to the FBI or the federal government somehow. This will be interesting because now Fox News had something and Tucker Carlson had something they did not have before. They had the power of subpoena to subpoena documents and people regarding who Ray Epps is, that they could not do that before. It's an interesting development. Okay, we have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom began a quest more than half a century ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the international emergency communications and ham radio, and that's what we're going to be talking about. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, John.
It's going to be a hot day today, isn't it?
Yeah, another hot day in the Ozarks. Wow.
Hot day, high humidity. Thank God for air conditioning and electricity. But yes. I'll be working the Crawford County Fair today, food booth from noon till 3 p.m., serving hamburgers and soft drinks to people that want them. The Republican Central Committee does this every year as a fundraiser to help the Republican Central Committee. We don't get paid very much, but it's a lot of fun. Get to see a lot of interesting people, and it'll be a lot of fun, Tom. That's at the Crawford County Fairgrounds all day today. It looks like the United States is going to be shipping F-16s to Ukraine, doesn't it?
I didn't see that, John. I didn't know that. But
you didn't
know
that. Well, you're busy working, making, manufacturing energy cleaners. This is a new development. The Soviets are very concerned because observation of an F-16, you can't tell if they are or not, or they are not equipped to carry nuclear weapons. Apparently, there's a change in the configuration of the aircraft when they're going to be carrying nuclear weapons. And this is something that's got the Russians very concerned, and that's very valid, their concern, isn't it, sir?
Well, it certainly would be, yes.
So we'll see. The Russians may reach a conclusion that they need to shoot down any F-16 as a preemptive measure to prevent nuclear weapons from being used against them. That area of the world is very compact, part of the world. A missile launched in Ukraine would be in Moscow in 5 minutes. That's a pretty short period of time, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, that's very, very short period of time.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, President Biden has activated 3,000 American troops, the Army Reserve and the IRR, the Individual Ready Reserve. I don't know what the MOSs are for these men and women, but the MOSs they're using, I'm sure, are critical to what's going on in Ukraine. The three things that come to mind would be language skills, medical skills, and intelligence are the first three things that come to mind. Can you think of something else they may need over there really bad?
A lot of prayer, I think.
A lot of prayer. Well, they may be activating a few chaplains along the way, possibly. Look like we got our first call already. We got Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Mr. Berryhill. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to make one comment, but that has increased to two because Mr. Moore mentioned about the Drudge Report. I read a few years ago, maybe 4, 5, 6 years ago, that Drudge Report was sold to another owner or another website operator. So that may explain why it has changed its stance. And the second was following up on what Mr. Moore said yesterday correctly, that lot of youth has headsets connected all of the time. And my impression is that maybe 80% of those headsets are wireless. And I just wanted Mr. Berryhill to comment on that. My understanding is that these headsets, particularly the wireless ones, are Bluetooth protocol enabled, and they have about a 2 gigahertz oscillator running all of the time inside the ear, again, very close to the brain. So is that understanding correct or wrong? Mr. Berryhill, please comment on that, because I consider that as very important, because a very high frequency, UHF oscillator is running all of the time close to the brain. So I would like you to respond to that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Amit. Tom, did you hear the question?
Okay, I didn't understand exactly what he was asking. It's something about the a UHF oscillator running?
Yeah, a local oscillator, because that is a local oscillator has to be there in the source, like a smartphone, as well as in those earbuds, so to speak. So is my understanding correct that a local oscillator of about 2 gigahertz runs all of the time in those earbuds, each of them?
Earbuds and headsets, Tom. All right.
Well, if it's a radio equipment, there are local oscillators that run continuously. They have to. Is that the question?
Yes, exactly. Yes, that's what I was trying to get at, that regardless of whether a call is on or not, or they might be playing music, so of course that will have to run all of the time that music is being played. But even if we make a Bluetooth call from our headset or one of those earbuds, that 2 gigahertz oscillator is running all of the time, whether the call is on or not. So that's what my thought is.
Well, I'm sorry, I still didn't quite understand. But
well, Tom, let me help you out here, Tom. He wants to have feedback on you about the possible dangers of these youngsters wearing headsets and earbuds pretty much 16 hours a day.
Oh, well, that is, you know, those wireless earbuds, they transmit continuously. So they're transmitting and communicating back and forth with the whatever equipment they're connected to. And
yes.
I say continuously, almost continuously.
But exactly.
There is I would never use a wireless headset of any type, not me.
Exactly.
They're very low power, but still being that close to your brain, it's just not very wise to be
exactly.
using them.
Thank you.
I don't believe they're safe at all.
Thank you. Thank you, and I'll hang up, and thank you for answering my question. That's exactly the concern I had, that they run practically all of the time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for the call, Ahmed. The call number is 512-248-8252. We had a conversation yesterday with Dr. Horowitz. I was commenting on the extraordinary number of young men. It is mostly young men. I haven't seen that many young women. In fact, I haven't seen any young women with wearing headsets all day long, every day. And so that's where that came from, Tom.
Okay, well, that these wireless headsets, they do transmit like a 2.4 gigahertz signal, something. It's very similar to like a Wi-Fi router, something like that. Maybe even lower power, though. They're very low power. But still, you're so close to the source of the transmitted energy that it's going to be relatively a high signal strength or power density. They measure this stuff in so many microwatts per cubic centimeter is how they measure that power. And I honestly don't remember the safe levels. It's different for different frequency ranges, but it would be quite dangerous, I think, to be exposed to that constantly. It's so close to your brain. It's just not safe at all. And even using cell phones with the phone close to your ear is not real safe. And you know, I commented, John, we knew a woman years ago. She died at 59 years old, and she has several brain tumors that were concentrated right around her ear. This woman was on this cell phone. It was a flip phone. She was on this thing all day talking to people. And I think that's what took her life. She had these tumors right around her ear, right where that cell phone
yeah,
was.
Yeah, there's been X-rays of people with these tumors that basically duplicate the outline of a cell phone.
Yes.
I've exactly seen those. You've seen those too, haven't you?
Yes, sir. You don't want to be that close to it. And you have, you see on the transmitter, you have any kind of an RF source like that, you will have what's called the near field and far field energy levels. And and it depends on the wavelength. But see, when you get up into those gigahertz frequency ranges, the wavelengths are very, very short. And you get up around the 2.4, 2.6 gigahertz ranges. That's the range where microwave ovens work as well. And they pick that frequency range because the penetration into tissue is very high. And it's the optimum range for like a microwave oven. And then people are using these earbuds and other wireless devices right next to their brain all the time. It's not a good combination.
No, it's not at all. It's not at all. People take this technology for granted as being safe. It's far from it, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it's. I don't believe it's safe. You know, John, when you get your ham radio license, one of the certifications that you have to sign off on is that your equipment will not cause any harm, any environmental harm, due to high power levels of RF energy. And it's, I think the one of the things you sign off to is that you're not operating over 50 watts of RF power. Yeah, I don't remember all the wording, but we didn't do this in the old days, but now in recent times you do actually certify that your equipment is safe at power levels in excess of 50 watts.
Yep. Well, people need to learn about this. That's one of the things about getting your ham radio license. You learn about this technology in ways that other people will never quite understand, won't you?
Yes, that's true. And, you know, there was quite a bit of talk for years about ham radio operators being people that had higher levels of leukemia. And I knew several ham operators personally that did die from leukemia. And a lot of these guys were people that used high-power RF transmitters and things on the ham radio bands. It's more of a problem when you get into the VHF and UHF frequencies. But no matter what, you want to limit your exposure to the RF energy. And most of the equipment I run is very low power, and I don't use it. And I don't transmit all that much, John. I listen more these days than I transmit. I rarely get on there and talk anymore, but I do listen quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a lot to learn by listening, isn't there?
Oh, there is. There is. And, you know, we talk about Gateway Electronics quite a bit. It was in St. Louis, and the founder of Gateway Electronics was a wonderful guy. And I knew him since I was 14 years old, and that's how he passed on. He had leukemia, and he had some transmitters there. I've been to his house one time. He had quite a setup. And some of that equipment was very high power. So a lot of the people that knew him, we always wondered if that's what caused this leukemia that he had to battle for all those years.
Well, it's a shame. I didn't know him that well, but I knew him and his daughter. And COVID finally shut down the business. They were in the process of moving from one retail space to another there in the mall there in Chesterfield. And they just couldn't survive COVID, unfortunately. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
So Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of the arthritis pain stopping you from doing the things you like to do, check out the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, you're not getting the sleep you need, check out the Energy Cleaner. Details at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You want to send me a check? My address is right there. Place your order with my old toll-free order line. Just give them a call at 800-592-9543. Time before we get to our next caller, we want to remind people of our favorite website to get started with ham radio. SCARRL, that's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima .org website. The American Radio Relay League has been around for just about a century or so, and it's one-stop shopping to find everything you need, isn't it, Tom?
It is, John, and you know, a question that's asked quite often by people new to this is, how did the ARRL get their name? And it's the American Radio Relay League, because in the very early days of communications, everything was by Morse code using what was called spark gap radios, and everybody has seen movies about the Titanic and things like that, and that was the type of equipment that was in use at that time, and it didn't transmit very far, so they would have relay stations, and to send a message over a great distance, the originating station would send to the next one in the network, and then that station would relay it to another station farther away, and then they just went through that system like that, and that's how they got the message out on a national basis. It went through numerous stations to get that message across the country. They had to relay it through numerous stations, and that's how the American Radio Relay League got their original.
Decades later, we had the MARS, M-A-R-S system that allowed GIs in Vietnam to talk to their parents at home using voice transmission, didn't we?
Yes, and there were some Morse code networks on there. Air Force, Navy, Army, they all had their own MARS, which was almost the same as ham radio, and they operated right outside the ham radio bands. They had their own frequencies that were not used on the ham bands, but just adjacent to the ham radio bands is where they would operate those stations. And it's still active. I don't think it's as active as it used to be, but it was quite a good service to have. And in the Vietnam era, I remember listening to a lot of them, and I would hear them all the way from Vietnam. We hear them right here. They had some pretty good stations that were set up with some high-power amplifiers, and it worked quite well.
The entire time I was in Vietnam, I never made a phone call. The lines were just too long. I didn't have time. And it, of course, it was a three-mile drive to get to where the phones were, so I just didn't bother. We got a caller on hold here, Tom. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. Tom, you said that to sign off on to get your license, and I assume you're talking about a ham license, that you're not putting out too much power. Is that correct?
Well, if what you're doing is you're certified, it's an environmental impact statement, I believe is what they call it, and you have to certify that any transmitter that you put on the air will not be causing any biological damage to any living being, I guess even plants. I just know that it's on the license form, and I haven't renewed mine. It's been quite a few years. Every 10 years, you have to renew the license, and it's there is some sort of a statement that you do certify that you don't operate any dangerous transmitters that would cause problems.
Well, the reason I'm calling is Ingrid Castle, who's got a show on Saturdays on this station, she had a couple of people that are really done some good research on, and they're trying to prevent them from putting up all these, giving people information about preventing all these 5G towers going up. Can I hold on?
Sure, hold on to the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. New things posted there every week. We keep adding to the COVID panel. It's too late for the adults that got the COVID shot. Every adult who was going to get it has got it. That's pretty much the way it is. However, it's not too late for the children. There's many parents who are planning to get their child the COVID vaccination. Anything you can do to stop that will save a life. So you educate yourself at thelibertyman.com. Read the articles, watch the videos, educate yourself, so you in turn can educate a parent and hopefully, possibly, stop at least one child from getting vaccinated. That's a life saved. At my website, you'll also find the details on the next Red Pill Expo. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August. That's less than a month away, August 12th and 13th. Details and tickets right there at thelibertyman.com. Last but not least, I'm getting a fresh batch of energy cleaners, I think today, and getting all the back orders caught up soon. If you're tired of being tired, You need an energy cleaner. You really do. If the arthritis pain has you down, keeping you from doing things you love to do, you need an energy cleaner. Check out the details of my website. You can place your order right there for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad that goes with it, using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free online 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about emergency communications, ham radio. The call number is 512-248-8252. And Sherry, let's continue our discussion.
Okay. One of these researchers said that technically all cell towers are fall under the as a radio transmitter, and it falls under the guidelines and the rules of the 1934, where they set up a deal. The FCC apparently set up a deal with, you know, for at that time it was just radio. And something about that you're not going to put out any more power than necessary for the area you're trying to cover or something like that. And so it seems to me, and I'm kind of intertwining this with something I heard this lawyer who actually used to work for the government talk about. One way to stop all these cell towers is to demand an environmental study on how it's going to affect. So, and what you just said, and I know they haven't done these. The FCC is just letting these cell phone companies get away with higher and higher power for things they're not. The 1996 Telecommunications Act, they're only supposed to be putting out to make a phone call, not to transmit all this high-speed data crap. So I'm glad you said that. You know, what they're supposed to be doing, because I don't think they're doing any kind of environmental impact. There's a cell tower a half a mile to the west of me, and it's right beside this big old spring-fed pond. And I walk down there sometimes because right now it's the only body of water that has any decent water in it, because we haven't been getting the rain that we're supposed to be getting, and my dog likes to jump in the water. But I hardly see any birds on that. And I don't see fish jumping out of it either, like you do on a lot of ponds.
Okay, Tom, you got any response for Sherry?
Well, you know, John, I know a lot of people that have talked 5G this, 5G that. Everybody's scared to death of 5G, and these very same people have that cell phone stuck up next to their ear. Now, you can look at these towers, and they do have some massive antenna arrays on that. The 5G systems that everybody's all worked up about, they may emit those types of signals on those towers, but many of the 5G systems have to operate at such high speeds, they use higher frequency bands where they have a very wide bandwidth signal. The RF frequency, it's spread out over several megahertz, perhaps, of bandwidth at a very, very high frequency. And then you have, and I mentioned it earlier, you have the near field and the far field radiation. It's the near field radiation, I would think, that's the most dangerous, and that's when you're very close to the source of that RF energy. And everybody's worried about these towers and looking at these towers and all that. The 5G systems, though, many of them, you wouldn't even see it. They're very small units that are just placed all over the countryside, mostly in urban areas where they have them spaced out. They're very low power, much lower power than the average cell site where you see the big towers with the antennas up there. much lower power than that, but there's more of them. They're spread out all over the area where the coverage is required. And if you're right up next to that thing for an excessive period of time, that could be dangerous. But I think the danger is right in your hand, holding that cell phone. That transmitter is right there. That's the one that's more dangerous, not that tower. Everybody's focused on the towers when the problem could be right in their hands. It's that handheld transmitter, that your receiver and transmitter. And that's what a cell phone is. It's a transmitter and a receiver. And
it's
the transmitter.
It's a radio.
It's a two-way radio. Yes, it is. It's a full duplex two-way radio. So it transmits and receives at the same time. And it could be the source of the problem more so than any nearby tower. And on these 5G systems, they're very small packages. They'll put them on a telephone pole in a neighborhood. It's not some big, gigantic antenna array that you're used to seeing. I can look at anytime I'm out in the countryside driving and I see towers, I'll look at them, and you can tell from the types of antennas what they're doing with that tower. And many of them, the largest arrays on their antenna arrays at the top, the larger ones will be usually an FM radio station, and you'll see the multiple antennas stacked on top of each other. And that's how a radio station, like an FM station, by the way, that's how they advertise that they have these, 50,000 watt transmitters, 100,000 watts and all that. They're not putting that much energy up there. It's called ERP, or effective radiated power. That's where the antenna gives the same effect as a transmitter of that power level. It's just that they have the gain. The antennas give it the radiated power. They amplify. They don't amplify, but they concentrate that signal on the horizon. And I wish, John, this is when I need a chalkboard. I could draw a picture. It's hard
right.
to describe.
Right.
I've always told the ham operators. And, John, we had some meetings, and I spoke there, and I drew sketches, and I told everybody to learn about how the power levels are calculated, and it's all around decibels. And for every 3 decibels of gain, you double your power, and for every 10 decibels of gain, it's multiplied by 10. So if you just keep those two numbers in mind, you can pretty much calculate the get a very rough estimate of the actual effective radiated power of that antenna. So I know, for instance, there was a station I worked on once. They had a 6-kilowatt FM transmitter, but they had a very high gain antenna. I think it was 9 decibels of gain. But anyway, that's where they got their so-called power level. And the FM stations, they all like to advertise and brag about their 50,000 watt station and so on. They are not operating a 50,000 watt transmitter. They have a very high gain antenna system. They may have only a few kilowatts of power, but that's how that works. And the same applies to these cell phone systems. But I'll say the bottom line is this: it's that unit that you're holding in your hand or sticking right up to your ear. That's the dangerous thing. Not because that transmitter level, unless you're right up next to that cell phone tower antenna, the danger has dropped off dramatically just a few feet away from it. And I know people get all worked up about these cell towers being in their backyard or close to their house and all that. Again, the problem is that phone you're sitting right next to, or that Wi-Fi router sitting on your desk that you're staring at all day. That's the danger. You're very close to it, and it's the near field. You'd have to do a study, look up online, and read about near field and far field radiation. It's the near field radiation that's very, very dangerous, but you have to be very close to that antenna. And that's exactly what you're doing with that cell phone when you have it in your hand or up to your ear, and that's the near-field radiation. Now, that's a much lower power level than the average cell site, but you're close to it. And, you know, Amit called in earlier asking about the earbuds, the wireless earbuds. That's more dangerous, I would think, than any cell tower. That's about all I have to say on the subject.
And yet they put these cell towers, they allow them to put them on school properties, and they let these children have cell phones at school. And there have been studies, you know, about this is actually causing behavior problems, attention span problems, all sorts of subtle things that, you know, weren't here before all this. You know, it's just an accumulation of different things, and it's just not being looked at as part of the problem. That's all.
Well,
I'm...
you know, and a lot of it focuses on the phones, but a lot of problems can arise from these tablets that the kids, they're issued laptops and tablets, and that thing's transmitting. It's in constant communications with the Wi-Fi router.
Right, all this wireless stuff, everything. They should be having, Vincent Finelli used to talk about this. He said that, you know, this stuff needs to be hardwired. They shouldn't have all this wireless in these schools for everything. But anyway,
well, even a lot of the local area network wiring is unshielded cable, and that even radiates a little bit of energy over a very short distance, but it does.
It's a constant irritant, a stressor, and some people can handle it better than others because they get away from it. But if you never get away from it, it's a constant stressor, and that is not being talked about. So I'll get off and let somebody else.
Okay.
Thank you for your expertise, Tom. Bye.
Sure. Well, Tom, the radiation signature that's dangerous from a cell phone is about the size of a basketball. If you have a basketball with the cell phone in the middle of it, it would be about 8 inches in each direction, wouldn't it?
Somewhere in that range. It depends on the it depends on the wavelength of the frequency of operation. And the 5G systems, I think what everybody's worked up about is some of those go into the millimeter wavelengths, where there's the wavelength is extremely short. So the near field radiation it doesn't extend out very far. But the problem is that phone that you're holding in your hand, and everybody's focused on this tower, the cell phone tower, putting out these harmful signals. The problem is they're not right up next to that. They'd have to climb up that 200-foot tower and sit out there and be right next to that antenna, and they're not. But these very same people screaming about the towers have that phone in their hand all day, and they're playing with that thing and yakking on there, and it's right next to them all the time. That's more dangerous than the biggest cell phone tower out there. That's my opinion. A lot of people will not agree with that, but that's my opinion.
Well, your opinion is based on decades of working with this kind of equipment, understanding it at a level that very few human beings understand it, Tom.
Well, I know people that worked in that industry. A personal friend of mine was a top-level engineer for Verizon. He's now retired, but he could probably explain it even better than I could. In fact, we talk on the phone pretty often and have some in-depth conversations about this. But I will tell you that the experts in the cell phone and wireless industry will tell you almost the same thing I just said. Don't focus on that big antenna down the street. Focus on that thing in your hand that you're sticking right up next to your eye and your ear and everything else. That's where the danger is.
Absolutely. Well, it's good to know where the real danger is as opposed to the make-believe danger.
John, let me give you another example. When Motorola started working with the trunk radio systems, they operated in the 800 megahertz band. And a lot of the cell phones, they operate higher than that. You know, a lot of these cell phones have like four or five, maybe six frequency bands that they can operate in. But the early systems did operate around 800 to 900 megahertz. And when Motorola first came out with the trunk systems, now the cell phones are very low power, but the Motorola trunking system, when they were experimenting with this early on, the antennas, it was a danger with the HTs, the handheld radios. And if they put well, I'll wait till after the break.
We'll wrap this up after the break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Tom, let's see if we can squeeze this one last caller in here. James in Vancouver, Canada. Good morning, James.
Good morning. Well, some of this is contained in the power formula for a dipole emitter, which goes as the current squared, but it also goes as the frequency to the power of 4. So if you jack up the frequency by 10, all right, and you just leave the current by itself, don't change it, 10 to the power of 4 is how much? It's like 10,000, right? So this is a significant increase in power emission when you jack up the frequency of these units. And nobody yet has given the power formula for a dipole emitter, but if you look at it carefully, it could be a problem. Back to you.
Well, Tommy, that's how power levels are measured. It's the gain of the antenna. Anyway,
you have your near field and far field. I agree, but still, it's a significant factor.
Well,
I'll let you guys go. Well, go ahead.
The example, John. The example I was going to give here was when Motorola first started setting up these 800 megahertz systems, the HTs, the portable handheld radios, had to be a much higher power than any cell phone because they had to cover a greater distance back to a repeater, a base station. And the quarter wave radiating antenna would be very, very short at that frequency range. They didn't need much more than maybe an inch-long antenna or something on that radio. But the problem was when the operator of that radio put it up to their mouth to talk, that antenna on top was right in line with their eyes. And the radio being higher power, they started measuring damaging levels of RF at an 800 megahertz frequency range. It could be very damaging to the retinas of your eyes because that antenna was right in front of your eyes. So what they did is they made the antenna longer, and the radiating element is it's at the very end of that antenna. So you look at some of these 800 megahertz HTs from back in those days, they didn't have that long antenna on there for extra long coverage. They did that to space that radiating element away from your eyes to get it above your head when you're transmitting on it. And that's why so many of the police radios and that would use a remote microphone. They'd have the HT on a belt, and they'd have that coiled cord going up to the microphone, and that kept the antenna away from their eyes. And even some of those systems, that remote microphone had the antenna built into it. Again, the same problem. When they're operating at the 800 megahertz range, that was putting that signal right into the retinas of their eyes. So they had a lot of problems getting that worked out.
Stuff. James, thank you for your call. Tom, thank you. We appreciate it. We'll talk later today.
Thanks, John.
The top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Scott Huff. Stay tuned.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't have
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.